doubt, suspicion, mistrust isn't good. Where there is love, there should be trust. Doubts and suspicions should not enter in love. Actually, wife checks husband's phone that who calls him or who sends him messages. And likewise, husband checks phone of his wife but who calls her, whereas one should understand whether she has called or she attended the phone, it could be a wrong number and may not be her fault. If someone sent me a text, that's not my fault. 26th December 2016. A report published says, 1 out of 10 wives check mobile phone of their husband. Likewise, as a fact, husband checks mobile phone of his wife. It's also published. What's all this? Doubt. Suspicion. And how one gets this habit? Sometimes, before the marriage, person possesses a very bad past, because of which he thinks that the way I had friendships with women having ill character, my wife is also amongst the same group of women. And likewise, wife thinks that the way I had boyfriends, my husband has girlfriends too. Remember this, your pre-married life has a great impact on your life after marriage. Your behavior matters. Yes, if you're habitual of doubts and suspicions. Like if you see a liar, you will think that he is lying. An immodest thinks that everyone is immodest. It may not be the case. And remember this fact. After marriage, many people change. Their mentality changes and they become more mature. Some people spend their life with doubts. The doubt about their wife. The doubt about their sister. And there are some ill character ones who doubt about their mother. Relations don't strengthen with suspicion. Devil plays its role too. Creates misconceptions. And there are some internal people too. Oh, really? That's what happened. Oh, no. So sad. And there are some shameless individuals who are found to say, we were already in doubt. Oh dear. Fear Allah. Someone's relationship is breaking. Separation. Dear, utter such sentence or word that you do not shy before Allah tomorrow. One person went to market to buy a slave. The seller said he doesn't have no problem, but he's a talebearer. Buyer said no problem. He brought the slave at home. Now the slave started serving them because he was habitual of tale-telling, such a bad habit. So he then started whispering in the ears of husband against wife that she's not a good woman, she talks to him, this, that, the other. When husband came home, his mood was off. As he was whispered ill about his wife, wife noticed different attitude of her husband. Then that slave also whispered in the ears of that woman, madam, your husband is not a good person. He's got affairs with so-and-so woman. Now she thought, oh, I see. That's why his mood is off. Home atmosphere destroyed. One ill talk brings distances between relations. As there was no trust. Learn to have trust. Trust your husband. Trust your wife. Learn to trust your sister. Trust your brother. Yes, learn to trust your brothers. Remember, those houses fall quickly which are built on the bricks of doubts. So that slave whispered, destroyed the peace of home. He said, dear madam, peace of your home is destroyed. If you do one thing, then I could help you. Well, when the master sleeps, then all you have to do is to cut few hair of his head or beard. If you can manage to get few hair of your husband, then I'll ask somebody to read on them and the problem will be sorted. She said, really, will it be sorted? The slave said, yes. Husband went to sleep. Slave had already told the husband, beware that your murder is planned tonight. How could he sleep then? He started waiting for an attack. Wife had kept pair of scissors under the pillow and she was waiting that as soon as my husband sleeps, I'll cut few hair. He pretended sleeping. She took out scissors to cut the hair. Husband got up straight away saying, you wanted to kill me. Murdered his own wife with same scissors. He got arrested, complete home destroyed. Just listening and trusting everyone. Any stranger will come from outside and create fights at your home. Your neighbors will come and cause to initiate fights. Does it make sense? No. I tell you a very simple example, as simple as ABC. If you find out about someone, someone comes and says, he's like this, you should get it verified. But get it verified with cool mind. Don't fight like, what is this? Why did it happen? I wasn't expecting this from you. No, don't fight. Just simply ask. Yes, simply ask this question. I have been told this about you. What do you say? Actually, I just wanted to get it verified from you. Now, he will just clarify. What else will he do? That, in fact, this is the real picture. Then all you have to do is to believe your Muslim fellow, isn't it? How long will we be living with ill assumptions and suspicions? Ill assumption is haram.